It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and today is Monday, June 15th, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. What a beautiful day. It's sunny in downtown Salt Lake City, 71 degrees.
A roadside fire by I-80 at Jeremy Ranch. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour.
The coronavirus, the Utah response. Special coverage on Utah's Noon News.
One of the DMV offices in the Salt Lake Valley has shut its doors and canceled appointments after one of their employees tested positive for COVID-19. We get the latest from KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson, who joins us live. Paul?
And Maria, it's one of the busiest DMV offices in the entire state. The Utah Tax Commission had to shut it down after an employee tested positive, and many officials didn't find out about it until just last night. DMV Director Monty Roberts says they have to sanitize the building on 2880 South and 380 West, and the employees have to isolate themselves. So they don't know when they can reopen that particular office.
We're still trying to assess and work closely with the health department to see when we would be allowed to reopen. So we're trying to coordinate as best we can through our appointment scheduler.
All of the other offices are open, though, and Robert says the biggest hurdle is coordinating all of the appointments that were already set. He says a lot of people are going to have to reschedule at different locations. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Intermount Healthcare is making changes as people stay away from hospitals during the pandemic. Surgeries have been down 47% from March through May. Combined with other declines, revenue is down nearly $435 million. The healthcare group says they will temporarily suspend matching funds to employees. Employees' 401k accounts and consider delaying construction projects or other plans. Starting today, Laguna is requiring guests to wear face masks while waiting in lines on all rides. But some people aren't happy about it. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik begins our team coverage.
Park officials say they've reached the decision in collaboration with both the Davis County and state health departments. A major factor was that they don't want people to fall into old habits while in a familiar setting.
When people are waiting in line, people tend to kind of clump together in larger groups.
Lagoon spokesperson Adam Leishman says they've also taken additional safety measures, including eliminating single rider lines to fill open seats and asking guests to sanitize their hands before and after visiting an attraction. They also are encouraging individuals with conditions that prevent them from wearing a mask to reach out via phone or email, as they'll be addressing those situations case by case. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
A Washington State mother of five is not happy with Lagoon after buying tickets before they changed the policy on face masks. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson has more.
Caitlin Holman says her children have allergies and that their doctor says wearing masks would aggravate asthma. But she bought tickets for Monday anyway, believing her children would be required to wear them in line but would be allowed to take them off once they got inside.
At the time, their policy was just that. You had to wear masks just in the line outside of the park to step into the park.
She says after she bought the tickets, that mask policy changed, mandating they be worn once inside as well. She says she then called the park to ask for a refund. They said no, but they would allow her to use those tickets through the end of the year. But she says she lives too far away to make that anywhere near convenient. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
We have another red flag warning today for a large portion of the state.
It's in effect now until 9 o'clock. And basically, three main ingredients in a red flag warning: hot, dry, and breezy, essentially. Some of the wind gusts today, especially West Desert, so areas west of the Salt Lake area, it could go up to 30, 40 miles an hour. Add to that very dry conditions, humidity's under 10%.
KSL meteorologist Grant Wayman says the conditions are perfect to quickly spread any wildfires that might spark. Our top national story now from ABC News, an historic decision handed down by the Supreme Court. The court ruled 6-3 that LGBTQ Americans cannot be subjected to workplace discrimination or fired because of who they are.
Let me just read one line from Justice Neil Gorsuch, appointed by President Trump. He says, "Only the written word is law, and all persons are entitled to its benefit."
ABC News correspondent Terry Moran says this ruling expands the protections put in place under the civil rights law passed in the 60s. Utah passed a law in 2015 which protects LGBTQ individuals from discrimination in housing and jobs. President Trump is pushing back on criticism of his campaign rally scheduled for Saturday in Oklahoma. ABC's Karen Travers is in Washington with the latest.
Pressure is growing on President Trump and his reelection campaign to postpone the rally scheduled for Saturday in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And now the president is firing back, trying to blame the media for what he calls, quote, COVID shaming when it comes to his rally. He says the media had, quote, no COVID problem with the rioters and looters at recent protests. Trump campaign manager Brad Parscale said Monday that before entry, rally goers will have their temperatures checked and be handed masks and hand sanitizer. It is not clear if mask wearing will be mandatory or voluntary. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Coming up on KSL, it looked like the NBA was about to resume games, but a growing number of players are raising concerns. And a look at your noontime drive.
Well, for those in Summit County, we have had a roadside fire by eastbound I-80 at Jeremy Ranch. You will see vehicles on the right shoulder. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:05.
The historic primary for Utah governor is less than 30 days away.
These are strange and challenging times that we're in.
I've been in the saddle before as governor.
I have a history of bringing people together.
If we want to heal our divides, we must first learn to listen.
Keep informed with this station, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
With the uncertainty of today's economic outlook for retirees, there's never been a more critical time to consider a reverse mortgage than now. You see, when you add your house into your financial mix, you might just find your economic outlook isn't as bleak as you think. From reducing your monthly expenses, increasing your monthly cash flow, or just simply having an extra bucket of money as a resource, a reverse mortgage may be just the ticket to a happier, more secure retirement. After a lifetime of work, maybe it's time to let the equity in your home do the heavy lifting. If you or someone you know can benefit from these resources, give Reverse Freedom a call, and they'll show you all your options. To get a free reverse mortgage analysis from Reverse Freedom right here in Utah, call 801-921-HOME, 801-921-HOME. Call Reverse Freedom now, 801-921-HOME, or visit ReverseFreedom.com.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top local story this half hour, one of the DMV offices in Salt Lake City had to be closed because one of the employees came down with COVID-19. It is the office at 2800 South and 350 West. So don't plan on visiting that office anytime soon. They're going to need to do a complete deep cleaning on that and make sure the other employees are okay as well. Will the NBA return or not? There is a growing divide among the players as teams get ready to head to Orlando early next month. ABC's TJ Holmes has more.
Two of basketball's biggest stars are not on the same team this morning when it comes to plans to restart the NBA season next month in Orlando.
What a pretty play from Kyrie Irving.
Kyrie Irving reportedly breaking with his former championship teammate LeBron James on a conference call with more than 80 other players, saying now is not the time to resume play amid the ongoing protests against racial injustice and police brutality. According to The Athletic, the Brooklyn Nets star put it bluntly, "I don't support going to Orlando," adding, "I'm willing to give up everything I have."
Kyrie Irving believes that basketball is a distraction to the moment, and that playing NBA basketball sort of cheapens the voice that NBA players can have in this historic moment.
The Athletic reporting James was not on that conference call where Irving expressed his opposition to a season restart.
LeBron James believes that basketball can amplify the moment that America is in right now, and it feels like a historic moment. He believes that basketball gives him a bigger platform to speak on social justice issues.
A long outspoken supporter of the Black Lives Matter movement, James unveiled More Than a Vote, a new voting rights organization just last week, alongside several of his fellow NBA stars, many of whom agree with the King that a return to the court could mean shining a spotlight on the issues impacting the country. But Irving is not alone. James' current Laker teammate, Dwight Howard, reportedly speaking out on that call as well and later telling CNN, "I agree with Kyrie. No basketball till we get this resolved."
Some other players have also expressed concern about moving forward with the season due to the pandemic. KSL News Time, 12:09. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Mountain America, your home for home loans. Good afternoon, Ricky Meese.
Good afternoon, Maria. It's kind of quiet on your Salt Lake County freeways in the valley. And that does include I-15 both directions between Ogden and Provo. 5600 West, though, we're already seeing some backups there both directions between I-80 and 2100 South. We've had a little bit of a roadside fire. It's on the right shoulder, eastbound I-80 near Jeremy Ranch. You'll see a couple of vehicles over to the right, but so far it hasn't been causing any kind of backups in the area. And a crash, a surface street crash in Murray at Woodrow Street. That's 5300 South at about 150 West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9. So let's get the very latest on the forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
South wind's picking up. It's a breezy day with sunshine, 89. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now in downtown Salt Lake City, 72 degrees. Yes, and it's a bit breezy downtown. Still to come on Utah's new news, there's a growing number of studies that show wearing a face mask does help prevent the spread of the coronavirus. But some states are asking people to avoid the masks that have those respiratory valves on them. You've seen those. I've wondered about that. I thought they might be better. We're going to find out why when we go in depth at 12:15 right here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com. This is Utah's all-day companion for news.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
For some dads out there, the coronavirus pandemic has become a pretext to limit access to their children. Other dads have been pushed out of key decisions affecting their children's lives. If you're one of those dads needing help right now, not someday when things are back to normal, Cordell & Cordell is here for you, as always, but with expanded services. We can meet you in person or by video conference. We can meet on weekdays, evenings, or weekends. Our goal is to step up our service to meet your needs now. We understand this outbreak has put many aspects of our lives on hold, and you may be struggling to balance family and work obligations. I get that. But some things shouldn't be put on the shelf. Give us a call at Cordell & Cordell.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Salt Lake City area attorneys, a partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. 910 West Legacy Center Way, Suite 120, Midvale, Utah, 84047.
Utah Travel Adventure starts in your own backyard with Cedar City. While it's true, Cedar City's home of the famous Shakespeare Festival, now it's time to let wonder be your guide. Discover another side of this cool southern Utah town. Cedar City is wonderful and loaded with adventure. From beautiful places like Brian Head Resort's miles of chairlift rides, mini zip lines, mountain biking, and alpine slides. Or add the cool Alpine Cedar Breaks National Monument to your bucket list. Enrobed in a circle of painted cliffs, 150 species of wildflowers, hiking trails, and spectacular views. Nearby is Bryce and Kolob Canyons, just off I-15. Plus, Cedar City has miles of new downhill and flow trails for riding. Now, if four-wheel adventures are your scene, Cedar City has over 400 miles of socially distanced OHV trails. Pack up your bikes, hiking shoes, ATVs, and fishing poles, because Cedar City isn't just a place for first-class theater. Here, you're the star of your own adventure. Plan your trip today. Let wonder be your guide at visitcedarcity.com.
I'm David Levitt, candidate for Attorney General. There's a growing divide among the police and the public. It's tragic and dangerous. We need the police, and they need us. I'm grateful to them and their families for their sacrifice in keeping us safe. It's not easy. Police have immense power in our society, and unchecked power ultimately leads to violence. The Attorney General and other prosecutors are supposed to provide that accountability, but too often they don't. As Utah County Attorney, I advise the police, but I also hold them accountable, and they all know it. The police don't endorse me, but the people do, because they know that I have the backbone to maintain the healthy balance that needs to exist between the prosecutor and the police. The Attorney General doesn't maintain that balance. He does everything he can to be part of their club. That erases important safeguards and harms us all. I'll work with the police, acknowledging the immense good that they do while holding them accountable. That protects us all. Learn more at davidlevitt.com. I'm David Levitt. I approve this message.
It's the seldom few who make the all-important decision to serve, willing to place themselves in front of a force that wants nothing more than to take your privilege, rights, and life away. To those magnificent few, we say thank you. But then what? Who takes care of them? Who takes care of their families? It is said the strength behind our servicemen and women is their loved ones. In Utah, there's one such organization that believes if you're not taking care of the family, you're not taking care of the veteran. That organization is Operation Bald Eagle, a Utah-based not-for-profit organization caring not just for Utah veterans, but their families as well. To find out more about Operation Bald Eagle and how you can help, visit OperationBaldEagle.org. They served us. Now it's time to serve them. Visit OperationBaldEagle.org.
Stay up to date on all the day's news. All you need to do is text the word news to the Utah Community Credit Union text line at 57500. KSL News Time 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
COVID-19 shuts down one of the busiest DMVs in the state. An employee of the office in South Salt Lake tested positive, and they don't know when they can reopen. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, Intermount Healthcare is temporarily cutting back on employee 401k matches and could postpone construction projects. During the past few months of the pandemic, the healthcare system says revenue is down nearly $435 million. Third is look at your noontime drive. It's sponsored by Mountain America, your home for home loans. Here's Ricky Meese.
Slowdowns both directions on Highway 40, likely due to road work near Strawberry Reservoir, as well as Highway 32, both directions. And that's going to be near Rockport. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Plenty of sunshine today and high temperatures about 89. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Our temperature now up to 76 degrees and time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A milestone marker for the LGBTQ Americans in the workforce, the Supreme Court extending protections under the Civil Rights Act. ABC's Devin Dwyer has more on this landmark ruling.
The biggest opinion for gay rights in this country since 2015, when same-sex marriage was legalized, and this caught a lot of advocates by surprise. There was deep anxiety among the 11 million LGBT Americans in this country about whether or not this court would still stand by gay rights. And today, it has dramatically changed that landscape.
Following the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis and Rayshard Brooks in Atlanta, calls for police reform continue around the country. Black Lives Matter announcing it will hold a counter-protest in March to the president's rally this Saturday in Tulsa. A half dozen former employees of eBay charged today in a cyber-stalking case.
After a Massachusetts couple published critiques of eBay in an online newsletter about e-commerce, federal prosecutors in Boston said an unnamed eBay executive said in a text message, "We are going to crush this lady."
The directive to do something about this goes pretty high up the chain within eBay.
From there, U.S. Attorney Andrew Lelling said now former eBay employees terrorized the middle-aged couple, sending packages containing live spiders and cockroaches, posting threatening Twitter messages, ordering pornography in the couple's name shipped to their neighbors.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. You're listening to ABC News.
And time now for the KSL In-Depth.
The coronavirus. Special coverage on Utah's new news.
There is a growing number of studies that show wearing a face mask does help prevent the spread of the coronavirus. But some states are asking people to avoid the masks that have those respiratory valves on them. ABC's Becky Worley tells us why.
Masks with valves. They're marketed as less stuffy. This ad says excellent breathability and extra comfort, but
masks with valves are not the kind of masks that we need to be able to prevent transmission of COVID-19.
The concern? These exhale valves generally don't have a filter.
The valve is just a silicone flap that's intended to let everything go out.
Some experts warn that while they do prevent droplets coming in, they can allow droplets to go out. So they're protecting the wearer, but possibly not others.
Workers wear the N95 respirators to protect themselves from dust particles on the work site.
And that's how the masks are advertised on 3M's website. But on their medical site, they don't list any masks with valves. 3M tells us, though, respirators are designed to reduce the wearer's exposure to airborne particles, but there's little research regarding if particles exit the exhalation valve during exhalation.
Those masks that have the valve in them do not comply with the recommendations.
The CDC tells ABC News that while N95 masks with exhalation valves protect the wearer, those valves may allow unfiltered air exhaled by the wearer to escape. For this reason, it is not recommended that respirators with exhalation valves be used.
And an important point, the CDC underscoring that social distancing remains the gold standard for avoiding coronavirus transmission, no matter what mask you're wearing.
Glad I didn't rush to the store and buy or order one of those masks. They look pretty cool. I'm thinking, it's got to be a little bit cooler, right? Well, I'm glad I didn't do that. Let's get you up to date on traffic and weather, sponsored by Mountain America, your home for home loans. Ricky Meese, what's happening on the roads today?
Well, right now, Salt Lake County freeways are in great shape. And if you are traveling I-15 either direction, you are good to go between Willard Bay and Utah Lake. But I will give you a heads up, some slowdowns. It's likely due to construction. It is the season. Both directions, Highway 32 between I-80 and Rockport, and again near Strawberry Reservoir on Highway 40. Find expert eye care at the Moran Eye Center, now open for all appointments and elective surgery with extra safeguards in place. Visit MoranEyeCenter.com for an appointment today. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's take a look at the next 7 days. Here's Grant Wayman.
Waiting for a front to move through, and then it'll cool things down, and the wind should die down too. But it's a breezy day today, hot. The temperature's back up to about 89. Clouds tomorrow at 78 and a slight chance of thunderstorms, and a lot cooler on Wednesday. The high that day, only 69, mostly sunny skies. 77 on Thursday with a lot of sunshine. We're up to 83 on Friday, mostly sunny skies, and a nice-looking weekend, partly cloudy on Saturday. The first day of summer, 85. Sunshine on Father's Day, Sunday, 91. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Sounds like we're lucky if you're like me and just got your little veggies in your vegetable garden. Hopefully these cooler temperatures will give us a little bit of a break, let those roots establish before things get way too hot.